The Director of Vocational and Technical Training in charge of female technical training, Linda Ajay, says if Ghana seriously wants to develop its socioeconomic development at par with the developed nations, then the authorities must reconsider the value of technical and vocational training. She said the lip service being paid to the importance of vocational and technical training must stop and practical steps taken to revive the sector. Ms. Ajay called for a complete orientation for the program to offer a career base for the youth who will drive the economy of the country to the next stage of development. She said the relaunch of vocational training is aimed at showcasing Ghanaians who have made it through vocational and technical training.
I think by now the Ministry of Education is putting a premium on technical vocational education and training because we have realized that that is the way out if this country must move forward to become an industrialized one. We all talk about the emerging economies like China, Malaysia, what we refer to as the Asian Tigers. We are all referring to highly industrialized countries and especially Germany who have focused so much on technical vocational education and training, and today they are reaping the benefits. So if we also want to be integrated into this global economy, then we cannot do otherwise than to focus on our technological development through technical vocational education and training. In this sense, the Ministry of Education is putting a lot of measures in place to make sure that we also uplift the vocational education and training in Ghana to meet international standards at least. We are so happy that the Council for Technical Vocational Education and Training has been set up. That is a step forward to make sure that we have the sector regulated, because many years back, we could talk of an uncoordinated sector where everybody just gets up and do everything they want in the TVET sector. We also recognize that we have the informal sector when it comes to vocational education, and then we have the formal sector as well. And then for many years now, they have been running, you know, in an unparalleled manner. This does its own and this does its own. But this time round, God is trying to harmonize both trainings in the informal sector and then the formal sector so that we can have one training line. And we have initiated what we call the National Technical Vocational and Education Training Qualification Framework. That is the National TVET Qualification Framework. And that spells out the progression levels, the articulation within the system, so that when you start training in the informal sector without any qualification, any vocational qualification, you can so rise, go through the ranks, integrate yourself, do some courses, literacy programs, numeracy programs, then a little bit of science, so that you can roll into the mainstream formal system.
Ms. Ajay emphasized the commitment of the Education Ministry to take vocational and technical training to every district of the country to tap the range of careers inherent in Ghanaians. According to her, vocational and technical training is a choice, but not a second-rate career. She also named some role models who will be used to showcase the significance of vocational and technical training.
But she came, she trained in Germany. She realized how vocational education and training in Germany was so organized. She came back home. She realized that, no, she has to go into the sector. She threw away all that she had learned, even though we believe that her knowledge of sciences would have helped her in the food processing business she's in now. This has earned her the highest award of the land because she does it so beautifully. She's now the first person to commercialize shito in Ghana. She's training other people into food processing. I mean, she's now partnered with international food chains like KFC, supplying them with shito all over the country and then even beyond. We have people like Tony Seneya, who is a young graduate from the University of Ghana, but realized that, no, she has to work with her hands. She's now into shoemaking, shoe production in Ghana. And we are happy to say that the president of Ghana, you know, is now his client. The president buys a pair of shoes from him. Some ministers are doing it these days. We have Constance Wanika, who is also a sculptor and architect. We have an electrical engineer like Mrs. Patricia Busso, who is also the head of the radio electronics department of the Kumasi Technical Institute. You know, she went to TVET Technical Institute as a woman, breaking all odds to say that there are certain trades that belong to men. She defied all those odds, and then she went into it. Now she's an engineer, radio and electronics engineer. You know, and she did marvelously well. So these are the people we have cataloged to take around the whole nation. You know, it's too wide. We are doing the pilot phase now. We have selected, we are going to all regions, but we have selected some districts that we will be in. And then we are going to organize workshops, seminars, select some schools, young people, pupils from the DHS, SHS, from the polytechnics, from the technical schools themselves. They listen to these role models. They see what they have done. They reach their achievements. They talk to them. They motivate them. And then a whole range of activities, you know, to get these young people excited. We induce a certain level of interest, show up their interest. We repackage and rebrand vocational education in a way all together. We have cataloged a number of trade areas which will land you into different careers, different jobs.